All right, joined on the pregame show by Wonbin Cho, who has homered in back-to-back games for the first time in his career. Cho, congrats. First of all, how does it feel to have that power stroke coming right now?
Me and my hitting coach, like all of the coordinators since Florida spring training, we've been working on it, like hit hard on the air. So like I'm kind of like glad I'm start hitting like hard ball to pull side right now. So like I've been here this year is my third year in Peoria, and then like last 2 years I couldn't like hit pull side. So like I'm really happy like I start doing like hitting hard to pull side again.
Now it also seems like your approach in terms of your patience has gotten a lot better, a lot more walks for you this year. Why do you think your walks have piled up this year?
I think like let's start with my confidence. Because like when I'm like hitting like when I'm not doing well, like I'm chasing every pitch and I'm trying to hit every pitch is what pitchers throw. So now like I'm trying to like limit my strike zone. Like I just swing at like what I can hit, like, and then like I just don't hit like what I don't like, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about pulling the ball, I think there's a balance for hitters, right? Because I think for every hitter, you hit the ball harder when you pull it. But for you, it seems like you've kept that opposite field approach to an extent. We've seen a lot of doubles down the third base line. How do you strike that balance between pulling the ball but not trying to pull the ball too much?
Oh, I'm not trying to, like, I'm actually not trying to pull the ball. I'm actually trying to hit line drive to backside. That's my approach. And, like, I'm just trying to hit, like, out of front. So, like,
sure.
If I'm thinking, like, going left center and, like, if I make a contact out of front, like, that's automatically going to, like, right center or, like, right field center. That's what I learned. So, like, I was trying to hit, like, poor side on purpose and, like, I open too quick and, like, I get too, like, exciting. So, like, I do overswing. So, I'm trying to, like, make sure, like, I'm in good position to hit, good position to swing and, like, trying to stay calm every time.
Now, you said third season for you here with the Chiefs. You know, every year you're in pro baseball, you learn a little bit of something. What's the biggest thing that you've learned throughout your career here in the States so far?
What I learned, the biggest thing was, like, just focus, like, day by day, every time, like, just enjoy your moment, every single moment, like, just stay in the box, like, let's just take like one strike or two strike, even like only those two pitches, like, but that's like really like important to me, you know. I'm trying to like enjoy every single moment what I do in the game. So like I think that's the biggest difference, like last 2 years I'm like actually enjoying the game. I'm trying to think like we don't know like what's gonna happen, like, so like I'm trying to enjoy the game every time.
Yeah. You know, kind of taking a step back for you, going back to when you were growing up in Korea. How did you get introduced to baseball? I know the KBO is big over there, but tell me about your early baseball fandom.
Since when I was young, like, my brother used to play baseball too. So, like, I was, like, I loved watching baseball. And then, like, when I was young, that was the Olympic, like, year. So, like, I grew up watching, like, the Hyunjin Ryu, Shin-Soo Chu, those are like former MLB baseball players. So like since when I was really young, I've been like start watching like MLB hitters video or like MLB pitchers video. So like I've been like interesting about like MLB players.
Sure. Now I know you moved to the States before you signed as an international free agent to train and prepare for that process. What gave you the confidence to make that jump? Because I know a lot of the time, you know, the tradition is for players in Korea to play in the KBO and then make the jump to the States.
I mean, obviously, like, when I'm struggling in the U.S. or minor league, obviously, like, I'm looking, like, if I, like, turn my head to right, like, I can see, like, my friends, like, doing good in KBO. So, obviously, that makes me, like, a little bit, like, control my mind, like kind of, like, struggle with my mind.
Sure.
But I'm trying to, like, I decide to come here. Nobody, like, forced me to come here. Like, this is what I want to do since when I was really young. So, like, I'm actually, like, I'm literally living my dream right now. So, I'm trying to, like, enjoying, like, I'm not trying to complaining, like, every happen. So, I'm trying to enjoying and, like, I'm trying to, like, best what I can do, you know?
Yeah. what is maybe the biggest thing that you miss about home? Whether that's food, whether that's people, being over here in the United States?
I would say my friends and family, because I'm actually really close to my family, and my brother is like actually my best friend, one of my best friends. So like I talk to them every day, but if I was in Korea, I would have conversation in person. So that's the biggest thing. Otherwise, like I like United States.
Yeah. How big is that time difference, if you do want to call them?
I think the time difference is 13 hours front.
Sure.
Yeah.
And with your brothers, older, younger, are you in the middle?
Yeah, he's an older brother. And then like, he's like actually helped me a lot when I'm struggle or like when I'm trying to like, when I'm thinking too much about like my future and everything. He's trying to like, we have conversation and like next day I'm like reset, you know? So yeah. My family actually helped me a lot to like focus in the game, like trying to like to have like best day every day.
Bringing it back to the present moment, biggest goal for you for the rest of the year?
Biggest goal? The biggest one is like I want to stay healthy, like no injury. I want to play like every game I can play, they give me opportunity. So that's the biggest thing. And second goal is like I want to like stay consistency, not like some days really good, some days really bad. Like that's what I've been doing like last 2 years, but this year is kind of like consistency, which is I like it, I love it. So I really want to stay in consistency this year, like no matter what. Like I just want to, I'm stick with it, like my same routine, everything, my hitting routine. So yeah, it'll be a good year this year.
Joe, really appreciate the time, and congrats on the success, continued success.
Thank you.